There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got our man, Lamar Mitchell. I wish it was Lamar Jackson, although I love Lamar Mitchell. Lamar Mitchell of MGM, BetMGM, the director of trading there, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, we can ask him if the betting's as hot, you know, when it's a final flop instead of a final four.
Yeah.
And see what he says about that. So that'll be a fun conversation. That's about 28 minutes from now, so keep it locked for that. But for now, we're going to go to college basketball. And Tom Izzo, who his team was a seventh seed. They were eliminated, I believe, in their second game of the tournament. But, Rob, you know, a lot of people are talking about the transfer portal. Some love it, some don't. And they talked about how that has really strengthened and bolstered some of these mid-majors, which is why we had so many upsets in this year's tournament. But Izzo, it doesn't seem to be a fan of it. And here he was talking about it on ESPN.
I'm not for it. I'm not for anything. You know, I just think we're hurting decisions that kids make. I mean, we got, what, 1,200? By Tuesday, we'll have 1,500. And then we're going to get a second wave of kids in the portal. And kids are going to go places that, you know, maybe it's a little bit for the money. Maybe it's because they're worried about beating somebody else out. I mean, we all had to beat people out. And I think we're losing that. Where's the competitive edge? So, and plus, I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA. This waiver thing, if you got a hangnail, you get a waiver. And I just don't believe in that, because I think somebody, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's agents, whether it's people, they're just going to come up with a different reason why, you know, mental health is a big reason. I just don't see why sitting out is such a bad thing, because 90% of the kids that are sitting out aren't pros anyway, or they'd go pro.
Quickly, Rob, before you go, what he's referring to about the sitting out and the mental health, if you transfer the first time, you can play right away. If you transfer to another school, so it's your second transfer, you have to sit out a season. But if there's a quote-unquote physical or mental health issue, or even physical or sexual assault that you may have encountered, you know, at the school or whatever, then you can play immediately. So that's just context. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Tom Izzo sounds like an old man.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
He wants things back the way they used to be when college coaches reign supreme, and right, they put their thumb on the kids, Chris, and they threaten them with their scholarships, and they were able to leave kids in the lurch and walk out, and they were making millions of dollars from Nike, and they didn't wear the sneakers. That's what Tom Izzo sounds like to me. Is he wants things to go back to where they were, back in the Stone Ages, where coaches and the universities held the kids and could do whatever they want, and they wielded the power. Hello, Tom Izzo. Is this on? Those days are gone. Those days are gone. And you better adapt or you're going to be a dinosaur. And you got to understand that things aren't back like they were when you first started coaching at Michigan State. And that kids do have a right. And the same thing that you've been doing and other college coaches have been doing, the kids have that right. Why should you, if you were a college coach and you could get more money and be in a better situation, guess what you did? You bounced. Why shouldn't the kids bounce if the circumstance and the situation isn't right for them? So I totally disagree with Tom Izzo. And the idea, you could poo-poo whether, if you get a hangnail, you know, you get a waiver. If you say you got mental things, they just let you do whatever you want. I just, to discount everything, and I'm not saying that everything is on the up and up and whatever, but let's make sure that for some people who might be suffering from a real injury or a real mental issue or whatever, that there is a place for them. That's all I'm saying. So I disagree with Tom Izzo.
I do think that Izzo's comments are self-serving. I think this is just, like you said, it's a coach who naturally doesn't want players he recruited leaving. And you said it, Rob. Like, look, if you're a coach and you sat in a kid's living room and you looked that kid in the eye, you looked his mom, his dad in the eye, and said, you sold all this stuff about how you want to help him become a better person, not just player, how you want to build his character, how you're going to be there for him. You cite NBA players that played for you and how you helped them out, all of that. And they're going to the school based on you, because everybody recruiting the Blue Chippers is a great program. So they're going based on you and their faith in you to do what's best and to really mold their child. And you could leave after a year and you still got 4 years on your contract? It's, come on. The kid should be able to leave as well, and you can't blame the kid. So I think, Rob, I mean, it's just so hypocritical of the coaches to be able to break their contracts but get mad when the kid leaves. Doesn't even break a contract, but he leaves.
Right.
And now, if you want to say coaches have to adhere to their contracts, and if I only have a year left on my deal when I sit in that kid's living room, and I say, look, I only have a year left, I might not be there. That's one thing. But if you got 5 years left, then you have to stay the 5 years. You want to say that? Then we can have a discussion. But if you can leave, then certainly the kids should be able to leave. Rob, I'm open to it. I don't really mind the second time in a portal because I don't think you want kids, not even for the system's sake, for their sake, hopping around all over the place. And if it's a challenge here, then you leave. You know, I think one transfer is great. Maybe the second one you need more of a reason, or like they said, you sit out a year. I'm not that upset about that. But the first year, these kids should be able to move on just like the coaches. And so I do think Izzo's being self-serving in that regard.
Yeah. It just sounded, you know, dated and old and, you know, like this is what happens. Things used to be great, Chris, in the good old days. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The reason, and I said this to you before, Chris, the reason Tom Izzo probably doesn't have that second championship or didn't win another one is he was late to the party on the one and dones. Even Coach K, Chris, embraced it. You know why? Because he would have been irrelevant too, and he wouldn't be winning if he didn't go
get it. Has Izzo had any one and dones?
Well, he went after them later on in his career. What was it? There was a couple kids. What was that kid's name? Parker from Milwaukee.
I think he's had a couple. What was Jaren Jackson Jr.
He's had a couple.
Zach Randolph was 2 years? I want to say. Yeah, 2 years.
But you know what I'm saying. He was against recruiting those guys.
Right. No, right. And he had to adjust to remain
relevant. Right. And that's my point is you just can't go back to thinking, well, you know, this is the way we used to do it, and I'm just going to do that. No, think the game has changed, and you got to get with the program or retire.
And what he says about the mental health, look, I think, Rob, you and I have talked about this before. First of all, you don't want to belittle any, you know, physical or mental situations. There are kids and people dealing with real mental health issues. And I'm not even saying this in regards to Izzo, because I do think his comments were just self-serving.
Right.
But we do, I think, Rob, some of this stuff that's being called mental health is just people not wanting to and I'm not even just talking about college kids. I'm talking about pros and just people in everyday life. Everything now is being called mental health. And sometimes it's not a mental health issue. It's just a person not wanting to deal with the daily challenges and issues of life. Rob, if I don't want to, you know, say I had a bad day today and I don't feel like going on the show tonight, that's not a mental health issue. I had a bad day. And I don't feel like going to work, but guess what? I got to work. I got to pay the bills. And so I think, or, you know, you're just shy. Some people are shy. Some people don't want to talk to the media because they're shy, because they don't want to be asked challenging questions. So this is a little off of this, what Izzo was talking about with the mental health, but I do think that is becoming somewhat of a problem in society as well, Rob. It's just that everything is not a mental health issue. You know, sometimes you just don't want to deal with some of the challenges you have to face.
I hear you, but we also have to be careful for people who are experiencing something. I don't know. I knock on wood, I'm blessed, whatever. You know, like maybe it hasn't been a part of my life or your life or people close to you, but people do go through some stuff.
Of course.
So we need to make sure that those people, if they are really having some sort of issue, have some sort of, I don't know, what's the right word?
No, get care.
Yeah, you know,
My daughter's a psychology major. She's about to get her PhD in psychology.
Is she really? Wow.
Yeah, so I got no issue with real mental health issues.
Right, because there
I'm
are
I'm totally with you there. And that goes for athletes and people in general. But I do think today we're putting mental health, everything is a mental health issue. There are some people that think every single person has to go to therapy. It's not true. Some people do. A lot of people do. But if a person that doesn't go to therapy doesn't mean they're denying that they got some mental health issues, their life might not be perfect, but they deal with their issues. And so that's kind of, again, this is off of what Izzo, it's not what he was talking about. But I do think that sometimes we're calling things mental health issues that really aren't mental health issues. It's just you being lazy. It's just you don't want to deal with a situation that's tough, that's challenging, you know. But a lot of times those things can help you grow. When you're in a situation where you're uncomfortable, that can help you grow and become stronger. That's my life. I've been in many situations that were uncomfortable. But looking back, it helped me become stronger. It helped me be better at a certain thing because I had to fight through that challenge that I had to face. So let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Tom Izzo does not like the transfer portal. Certainly not letting kids play right away without sitting out. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, guess what? Discover credit cards will automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned will be doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Tom Izzo's against the transfer portal. What do you think? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Chris, let's start with, let's see, who are we going to go? Otto in Idaho. Otto in Idaho, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Otto?
Doing, man. I sure appreciate you guys a whole lot, man. You got it right. You know, I called in on Dan Patrick show about a month or two ago, and they got me Otto from Iowa. No, this is Otto from Idaho.
Idaho, where they make the potatoes.
Big difference. That's big right. Big difference. One is corn, man, one is potatoes.
Right.
Oh, man, I tell you what, no small potatoes over here in Idaho, I'll tell you that, bro.
That's what I told my first girlfriend. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, I'll tell you. But anyways, man, I appreciate you guys' show. I listen to you guys every for an hour coming home, and then I catch that second episode when it kicks around again, so I get to hear you guys double talk, man.
Wow.
I appreciate that, but... You know, I did. You know, I agree with Tom Izzo to a point. You know, some of the stuff that, you know, that you guys had on there earlier, I was hearing the part where he was talking about, you know, a little more extensive, where he was talking about what are we teaching our kids. You know, you got to have the ability to stick around a little bit, stick it out and see what's going to happen. You know, I believe that transfers are possible. I mean, I think, like I said, given the situation, absolutely. But if these kids want to transfer twice, three times, right, four times, you know, man, there ain't no way, man. That definitely ain't going to stop. And you got to give me a moment here to finish up what I got to say here, because I started scribbling, man, knowing I had a chance to get on with you guys. You know, I was thinking about a few things. And, you know, like I said, if we're going to give these kids a chance to transfer, give them the opportunity one time, man. You start doing it two or three times, man, that's what we, you know, we go wrong with that, because we ain't teaching them something. You got to stick it out, like you were saying earlier.
Well, wait a minute, Otto. What if you went to a school, the coach bailed on you, all right, you're there, and then the other coach bailed on you. You got to stick around?
No, man, I get that for sure. No, you got that opportunity. With those coaches, though, the coaches, same thing. You got to hold them accountable. If they sign a contract, you got to stick that out.
Okay.
You know, and if you don't, you should be penalized for that.
All right, Otto, we appreciate you, my man, in Idaho. We appreciate you. Daniel, in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Daniel?
Hi.
Chris, how are you?
I got to take a little issue with some things you said about mental health.
All right, go ahead.
I would just say you probably better not speak on it, because you use the example of I had a bad day, so now I can't go into work. What you're not understanding is that there are people who cannot process normal obstacles in life like you and I do. And I do suffer from depression, so some of those things I can't process.
Normal obstacles in life, like give me an example.
Let's say you get a flat tire.
Okay.
A normal person is going to get out, change the tire, and be on their way. But somebody who has mental health might their mind could snowball, and now that change tide is going to make them miss work, and that miss work is going to make them lose their wife, and that losing their wife is going to make them kill themselves. So they've got nothing but a flat tire, okay, but now they're trying not to kill themselves.
I think you took a big leap. But
no, that's
look,
what
if
I'm
a
saying.
Person, if a person,
you don't understand
if,
mental
listen,
health.
If a person gets a flat tire, and that is going to lead to all the things you said, then we will have much evidence in other parts of their life that they have a serious mental health condition. And we'll deal with that. That's what you do. But you can't just say, you know, you bring up a random situation like that. I mean, come on. People go through problems every day. And I'm sensitive to mental health issues. I'm paying much money for my daughter to get a degree in that. So I'm not belittling it. But I'm just saying every challenge in life isn't a mental health issue. And if a person really can't deal with something like that mundane, then they have a real mental problem and it'll show in other areas and we need to get them help.
All right.
From the outside, unless you're really close with that person. I've got a girlfriend who has severe mental health and normal people don't recognize it. She can hold it off till she gets home and then she has a complete breakdown.
All right. Does she get help?
What I'm saying is you cannot yet. She does as much as she can, but
okay, then she gets
the
help.
Health system in South Carolina is a whole different issue.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Daniel, and thanks for your insight. Thank you. Alex in Phoenix, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alex?
What's up, guys?
Yeah. How are you?
I mean, Chris, you said the term kids like four times in the transfer portal. We got to remember these guys are 18, 19, 20 years old, and I'm sure that they're getting, you know, they're getting good advice. We don't know when agents get involved and when money gets involved, what that's like. And then I can't help but think, I mean, Rob, you talk all the time about load management in the NBA, and that was bred from massive shifts in player empowerment, which employees should have power. I get that 100%. But it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, college, they're not. Are they student athletes or are they employees to the university? That's what I want. Which one are they?
Well, once you get paid for services, you're an employee.
No, you're not getting paid. No, you're not.
Not
no,
NIL.
They're not getting paid to play basketball.
Right.
That's name, image, and likeness.
If the schools start paying them,
that would be different.
They're paid by other, you know, corporations and stuff like that.
Right. That's not the same. They're not getting paid. They're not on a state payroll if it's a state college, Chris. The coach is.
That's where the NCAA so far has gotten away with.
They've gotten right.
With the NIL.
Because they're not paying a dime.
Right. All right, we got Lamar Mitchell around the corner, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, are you watching the Lakers?
Yes.
AD's down. Ankle.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it, yeah. They're down 76-70, but he just hurt his ankle.
Look at him.
He's in pain. He's not getting up. He's, oh my. Did you see him fall? Did you see him turn it?
I think he.
They just keep playing. Like, how about a timeout? Like,
they kept playing. They did. They
right.
kept playing.
God. Right. Okay, we're going to find out what this is. We'll keep our, wow. He's down, Rob. Like, it's serious.
Yeah.
All right. Our man, you know, with the funky music, he's the BetMGM director of trading, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, what up?
Fellas, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Just surviving this tournament. Surviving this tournament, fellas.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Let's get there. We spoke a few weeks ago. You mentioned that taking big money bets on teams like Alabama and UCLA and, you know, how that was good for you guys. But now we got four teams left in the Final Four that I don't think anyone was expecting. So when you have long shots like this in the Final Four, is that a good or a bad thing for you guys at BetMGM?
For us, for the future book, these are all solid wins for the house. So we're in a pretty good situation when it comes to these teams. Now, UConn is the prohibitive favorite here at -125, and we're still in a solid situation for the house to win money for them to win the future book. So for us, it's all good right now.
I was going to say, you guys should be dancing in the street on the strip. Are you kidding? Ain't nobody putting no big money on these schools. Nobody.
Like like Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling all night long.
Oh, I bet. Have you guys at the BetMGM seen the overall betting handle take a hit at all? And is betting interest still there for these Cinderellas in the, what I call the final flop, not the final four?
Well, I hope it's not the final flop. But no, actually, the betting handle for this tournament has been one of our greatest. Actually, I think it's been the best one we've had ever. And it just continues to get bigger and bigger. Really? Although these four teams are Cinderellas without the exception of UConn, you know, we're waiting on the big money to come in. We haven't seen it yet, but, you know, we usually don't see the big money for the Final Four until the actual Saturday when they play those games.
All right, well, following up on that, Lamar, when all the favorites were going down like every other game, do odds makers like you take that into account when you're setting the lines, or does each game get treated independently?
Yeah, you're right. Each line gets treated independently within the market. So we look at what the market is out there on these games, and whether it's Houston going down or Kansas going down, what does the market say in the next game when Arkansas is going to be playing UConn? So we look at the market and we go from there.
Crazy. All right, let's go to those games. UConn has been blowing everyone out throughout the first 2 weeks of the tournament. The Huskies open up 5.5-point favorites over Miami, and that line has held pretty steady, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No sharp play on that, just steady. Like I say, I'm looking for some serious money to come in on UConn tomorrow. Ticket count right now is 2-1 in favor of UConn, but money is 3-1. And I believe, you know, everyone has seen what UConn has done in their four games previously. So I expect the public to be all over UConn, although, you know, it is nice to get a 5.5-point underdog in this situation. But like I say, UConn has been blowing everybody out. So I expect the public to come in on UConn tomorrow as well, too.
All right, well, let's stick with that game. They've averaged UConn 82 points a game in the tournament. Miami right behind them at 81. So when I see an over-under of like 149.5, I got to imagine the bettors are pounding that the over on this one. What kind of action are you guys seeing on the total?
You're absolutely right. Bettors are 2-1 on the over on this. Small money right now, but like you said, the number that these teams have been averaging in the tournament, public money will be definitely coming in tomorrow on the over on this. But right now, like I said, it's already 2-1 on the over in this. So, you know, as we get more people placing their wagers tomorrow, I expect it to be higher than 2-1, possibly up to 4-1 on the over tomorrow.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and you should know AD is back out on the court. He looked like he was shot at one point, and he's back up, Chris, and playing, so we want to tell you that. And we're talking right now to Lamar Mitchell, of course, from BetMGM, the director of trading. Let's move over to the other side of the bracket. San Diego State opened up as a 1.5-point favorite over FAU, and the number touched 3.5 earlier this week, and now it's settled at for the Aztecs, -2.5. Where are the sharps on this one?
We opened this at 1.5, and sharps betted up to 2.5. So sharps are on the San Diego State side. Money also, public money is also on the San Diego State side. If you watch the Aztecs all year, you know they're a defensive team, and if they can impose their will on FAU, it's going to be an ugly game. But FAU's, there's something to be said about that. They're skilled offensive players here. So believe it or not, sharp money and public money are all on the Aztecs here.
Lamar, when the spread's that small, if you like FAU in this game, I mean, to me it makes sense or more sense just to take them on the money line instead. Like, have you seen bettors do that?
You know, tip right now, nothing really on the money line. I mean, it looks more so like they're betting the Aztecs on the money line. But, you know, in this situation where it's 2 points, you might be better, like you say, taking that +130 on the money line and just sweating it out. So it just depends on the player's bankroll, what they have to play with. You know, some people like to lay the juice. I mean, you're only laying 105, getting 2.5, but you're getting that plus money at +130, which is awfully enticing.
Let's go to, before you go, to the NBA MVP race. Now, we've seen You know, it kind of it was Jokic early on. Now it's been Embiid. I don't know if he's still the favorite in Vegas, but.
And now it's changed again, right?
Why is this jumping around so much? And, you know, what do you think? How do you think this thing's going to end up?
I think it jumped around because the, you know, player performance, one guy's out, one guy's in, how they play. Market, you hear about what the reporters are saying and how they believe this player deserves it or this player. You know, it's like a homecoming.
So they are taking – so when reporters go on TV, like me, like Rob, and talk about this, who we're looking – that does affect the line.
Right. I think that affects it in the sense that – you know, we're not getting huge money on it from a big well, but we're getting money that's coming in when they hear, like I say, it's a popularity contest, like homecoming queen, homecoming king. So when you hear about it, people start putting their $100 here, $200 there, and that changes the line. Where do I think it's going to go? I don't really know. I mean, it's a tight race when you have two guys who had really phenomenal seasons jockeying back and forth. And I think the more that one of the players plays, whether it's Jokic or Embiid, you know, if they don't sit these games out, they have the advantage going into the stretch for this award.
Are you getting a lot of action on the Lakers to reach the finals? You know, they've had a rough season, but, you know, LeBron's back. They're starting to play better. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yeah. Of course. Lakers are a very public team, and if LeBron's healthy, if he can walk on the court, everyone's going to bet on the Lakers. So, yeah, of course, you know, now that he's back, we're seeing a lot more action come in on the Lakers.
All right. That's our man, Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM.
My man.
Director of Trading. Great stuff as always, man. Good to hear from you.
Have a great weekend.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
Yes.
Yep. You too. Later. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob. And we're going to bring Rob G in as a Laker fan. But when AD went down, of course, my first inclination, Rob, when you see him down is, okay, he'll get up. He does this all the time. But he stayed down for what? They was like two trips down the floor.
Right. That's what I thought. The same thing. Like, he couldn't get up because he didn't, like, try to get up. And then all of a sudden,
He was laying down holding his ankle like it was pain. Broken or right. really, you know, sprained severely. And he didn't even have to go out of the game.
That makes no sense to me.
He Rob didn't get G. retaped. He just got, I mean, and look, I'm glad he's healthy. Believe me. Yeah, I think we're all glad he's healthy. But I don't, come on, man. If it wasn't that bad, that if it wasn't bad enough where you even had to go out of the game and get retaped.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you laying on the floor for 2 minutes?
That doesn't even make sense, Rob G. Is that the drama queen?
Oh, two thoughts on that. Number one, that this is a LeBron thing. LeBron does this all the time. When he goes down, he'll stay down for minutes.
He does do and I've never seen him do it like that.
No. But and even before, and this isn't even just a LeBron thing, because I know you probably don't remember this. But Shaq used to do this too. The only difference is he hardly went down enough right. for you to remember it. But he said in a few interviews that what he'll do when he's laying down is he'll take a minute, assess whatever he's feeling, if it's really that bad. In this case, AD looked like you said, Robbie, like he snapped his ankle.
Right.
Like he looked like he was done
yeah,
for the season.
Like it was over. Like I already put out a tweet saying, not again. There goes my 50-1 odds for the Lakers. So that's number one. But number two, I mean, you got to feel good about these Lakers right now. Right? They're on a 22 to run. They're up by 10.
I want to talk about this first.
Okay.
Though. I think that's part of a mentality.
Yes.
And you're right. LeBron does it, but LeBron gets up and plays. Like, LeBron's not injury prone. I feel like with AD, sometimes just get up, shake it off, and get going again. I think that's kind of a mentality of you feel a little pain and, you know, woe is me.
Yeah, I think it's his knee jerk reaction is to stay down like I'm wounded. You know what I mean? Rather than like it just looked like it was the worst thing in the world. That's what it looked like.
And well, he does that a lot. Now this was extreme, but I mean every other game he's like he has an episode where it looks like he might be hurt. Well, and I just think sometimes it might be like, look, AD, next time you fall or you feel, get up and go. Now, this was, okay, you probably did turn it. You just didn't have to be down for 2 minutes.
Right.
But, I mean, most cases, just get up and just run through because it looks weak to your opponents and it scares the daylights out of your teammates.
Rob G., your heart went down. You know
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I could feel my Lakers futures ticket getting flushed down the toilet. But I will say this. I think that he stayed in this game because it is a huge game. You guys talked about an hour one. This is not only...
Or he stayed in the game because he ain't hurt.
No, I'm willing to bet, and I let you guys argue about it, but I'm willing to bet if they win this game tonight, he misses on Sunday against Houston.
I agree with you.
And if they win that one, he'll miss the Utah game after that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean the injury is something bad.
It means that he probably sprained his ankle.
Turned his ankle.
So I don't know which ankle is the one that was hurt before, but it looked like the same kind of mechanism when he had that first injury. Because it didn't look.
I mean, I saw him. They showed it, obviously, on the replay.
Right.
I mean, he turned it a little. He didn't come down on somebody's foot.
No.
It was his own.
It looked almost like Gobert stepped on his top of his foot kind of thing. Yeah. So, like I said, I don't know. It might not be that serious, but it could just be he felt the pain from a previous injury, and it just kind of got a jolt to his system, so to speak. But if they win tonight, yeah, there's no way. I don't think he's playing on Sunday.
Well, they can't fool around, but they do have LeBron, so that's obviously some cushion for him. But look, they look good. They were down about, what was it, 13? At one point, 12, 13 points early in the third. Now they're up 9. So Lakers looking good right now.
Still got the fourth quarter. And yeah. They just went on a 24-2 at one point, and now now they've scored a couple baskets, and now it's a 7. What is it, Rob G? 90-83, 7 points. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, 90-83 right now. Late 11 seconds left in the third. So, yeah, we'll see. But Rob G's feeling very, very good about his Lakers, huh?
That's right. You know, friend of the show Chris Mannix did a whole column earlier this week on Sports Illustrated saying the Lakers are going to win the West. And I was like, finally, Chris, you get it. And like, I've been saying this for months and you guys didn't want to hear it.
You know what I love that you just said?
We used to always say that. You've been saying it. You haven't believed it.
Rob G, why do you say a whole column? Do you write a half a column on something?
It's called a blog. No, if you write a half a column, it's a blog,
Rob. Everybody says that, though. He wrote a whole column on it. No, you want a half. He wrote 3/4 of a column on that. I hear people say that.
What's the shortest column you've ever written, Rob? Well, like 100 words? Like,
no, that's not a column. No, it's got to be like 600 words.
No, but I mean like, but you've written things like that, right? Which is like a little blurb about what happened.
Right, but that ain't a column to me is like 600-700 words. You gotta flush it out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And if I'm writing, I'm ripping. That's all I want you to know.
Except for baseball.
If I'm writing, I'm ripping.
You ain't ripping baseball. You ain't ripping baseball, but when the last time MLB bro ripped baseball?
We talk about all the stuff that's going on. We did a podcast where I said I wasn't all the way on board with the pitch clock. So that would be a negative
that's
or different.
Ripping, that's
well, but
ripping.
I'm just saying
I'm not on board with the pitch clock. You know. But I tell you, Rob, I like the pitch clock. Are you still that way?
I'll be on MLB Network on Thursday at 12:15.
With your pom-pom.
No, I won't. And yes, I'll be, no,
you're
I won't.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding? That's why they keep bringing me back. Because
I know,
because
you got pom-poms.
Never.
They
never.
Love it. Never. Now, I like the pitch clock, Rob, and I think it's going to help bring back all this stuff, the lack of shift, stolen bases. You saw that opening day. They're getting more athleticism back in the game, which I love. All right, have a great weekend, Rob. All the listeners, we out. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.